that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall.
And
all we ever want is more.
Well, it's just Monday, September the 22nd, 2008, broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at republicbroadcasting.org. Log on and bookmark it today. Oh, yes. Once again, it is time for another episode in our ongoing study of homegrown philosophical radicalism. Freedom is popular. The American Revolution continues. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you are indeed in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Now, I know you probably tuned in this morning expecting to hear something else. Well, don't touch that mouse, because today you are going to hear something else. If this is your first time listening to my Become Vocal Local broadcast, and I know we're attracting new listeners every day, then you will certainly want to access, download, and listen to the many weeks of previous episodes of Become Vocal Local, found on the RPN show archives page at republicbroadcasting.org. I like to think of these broadcasts as an internet homeschool classroom. Each day, drawing from the books in my library, many are quite old and often out of print, from government and United Nations documents, from more recent internet research, and from the reliable testimony of quality guests, we will forge, one link at a time, a very long chain that we may then use to bind down our tyrannical two-party political system as we begin to restore our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. One precinct, one county, one state at a time. Now, I'm all about solutions, and certainly I don't have all the solutions. I don't have all the answers. Not I or you nor any mere mortal man, living or dead, possesses all knowledge, has answered all questions, or has solutions at hand for all of life's problems. All questions will be asked and answered in time. However, no one will know if a solution is workable if it remains unspoken and untried. This is a live talk radio broadcast. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I'm all about solutions, and I know that you have questions, you have answers, and you can advance solutions of your own, and we want to hear from you. This is the next generation of talk radio. A man in danger of drowning does not need to be told to swim. Even an idiot will flee a burning building. So on Become Vocal Local, I don't raise the study of symptoms to the level of a social science, which one might call symptomology. Likewise, we don't spend an endless amount of morbid hours in the study of victims, which is a social science we might call victimology. Rather than being a chronicle of the death throes of a people, reacting as it would be to the death of a thousand cuts that the globalists continue to visit upon our nation and around the world, here, my focus remains the correct diagnosis of the disease, correct and timely treatment of the disease. If we cure this great social disease in confidence, then we can understand that all of the symptoms will likewise be cured. The patient will survive, and sacrifice of victims will cease. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local. We'll be right back.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here we go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. Now, folks, you know I don't wallow around in the malaise playing that game called Ain't It Awful. That's a game you just simply cannot win. It's so debilitating and so destructive. It's so easy to slip into, and it is so difficult to climb out of. Playing that game, I ain't it awful. Boy, ain't it awful. It's my house. It's my car. It's my job. It's my wife. It's the world. It's the government. It's everyone. They're coming at us. Where does it go? No place. Again, this is a live talk radio broadcast, and the RBN listener call-in line remains 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join into our day's broadcast, you certainly may. Just simply pick up the phone and dial again, 1-800-313-9443. Now, for those of you who haven't listened to this broadcast before at the earlier other time slot, the later time slot, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday, you're not familiar with the way that I do things. So the way that I do things is basically this. Much of what I bring to the airwaves every day is typewritten. I go through it very carefully. I do a lot of research. I glean through my books. I pull out the best material that I can. And like I said in the beginning, in the opening here, it's step by step by step, link by link by link. As we understand the system of government that has got its jackboot right on our throats, then we can start to find the solutions that are going to help to get us out of this trouble that we're in. And it is possible to get out of this trouble. I think if you'll listen carefully over the next couple of weeks, you're going to find that there are ways, there are methods, there are applications that we can do to reduce the amount of felt tyranny and reduce the amount of felt grief as this tyrannical mob, the Bushites, the neocons, continue to destroy our country as they go into their Straussian neocon city of crime and city of speech further and further. So I consider myself to be a realist. And without denying the probable existence of other dimensions or frequencies or planes of creation, and thus denying the infinite combinations of creative genius and force, my focus remains with a fixity of purpose, the five-sense physical world in which I have my daily being, and from which I know the Creator through the creation. So hence, I also tend towards political realism, as the vast majority of the problems that so certainly beset the people of the United States of America, the several states, thousands of counties, cities, towns, and villages, they are of political origin, with political causes resulting in political effects. So I tend likewise to seek political solutions. Here on Become Vocal Local, we carefully research history, visualize the future to the best of our capacity, finding ourselves in the present, always falling forward into the future. So some may say then that man is teleological in nature. That is, he moves towards the things that he visualizes or sees in his minds. No better preliminary statement of this can be had than in the familiar verses beginning in the book of Ecclesiastes at chapter 3 and verse 1, where it reads, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven." Teleology is the doctrine, simply stated, that the existence of everything in nature can be explained in terms of purpose. Philosophically speaking, teleology is the study of evidence of a coordinated, created design in nature. And man exists in nature. Man has needs that exceed even his own power to satisfy those needs. And man's abilities to satisfy his needs is both simplified and amplified when man works together with other men to mutually satisfy their collective needs. There is no record of any time when man was not in society with other men. All of recorded history testifies of the advancing society of man and the concurrent rise of his systems of government. Though it may from time to time be needful or even beneficial to delve into the esoteric aspect of man's quest for the satisfaction of his needs, our time will be well spent studying the coordinated creative design in nature that has served as the model by which man has crafted his various forms of government. And teleologically, we may look into the near and distant future within the 21st century to see our world in ever-expanding freedom, to plan what must be planned and do what must be done, and then go where we must go. Haters of freedom, haters of life, haters of liberty, and the haters of happiness, and those who so foolishly fail to rightly comprehend the meaning and purpose of property will undoubtedly hate this broadcast and may as well just log off and go away, because there will be very little here for you. Endorsing the Declaration of Independence from the tyrannical rule of King George III, the Crown, and the Parliament of Great Britain, and I say England, our political fathers were of one mind in support of the concept that governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, to secure their unalienable creator-endowed rights, among these being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Singular in their covenant, one with another, with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, they pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor. Who in the listening audience today so understands and values our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government that you are ready to pledge your life, fortune, and sacred honor, and will to the best of your ability preserve, protect, and defend it for present and future generations of Americans? Now I realize that we will never return to three-cornered hats and mourners' benches on the streets and in the churches of America. Nor should we. From basket to backpack and dog cart to ox cart, from horseback to travois to Conestoga wagon, from stagecoach to steam locomotive and on to the electric trams and diesel-electric propelled trains, and from liquids to gases and yet on to atomic and perhaps even by anti-gravity devices, man moves, he breathes, he drinks, he eats, he excretes, procreates, and dreams, and thinks, and builds, even most nobly, when his need is the greatest. When I advance as our prize the restoration of our constitutionally limited Article 4, Section 4, set Republican form of representative government to every state in this union, am I speaking of going back in time to July the 2nd of 1788, the day that Congress announced that the Constitution for the United States of America was ratified? No. No. I mean restoring our Constitution and the laws made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States to their rightful place as the supreme law of the land. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. Now, as you've heard on other broadcasts, if you're a regular listener to Become Vocal Local, I've talked about the writings of Thomas Paine. So here are some words from his political writings, published in 1837. But where, say some, is the King of America? Yet that we may not appear to be defective even in earthly honors, let a day be solemnly set apart for proclaiming the charter. Let it be brought forth and placed in the divine law, the word of God. Let a crown be placed thereon, by which the world will know that so far as we approve of monarchy, that in America, the law is king. And as John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, wrote, the Constitution itself had been extorted from the grinding necessity of a reluctant nation. Yet, hardly had it gone into operation than hostile criticism of its provisions not merely ceased, but gave place to an undiscriminating and almost blind worship of its principles, a worship which continued essentially unchanged until just the other day. Other creeds have waxed and waned, but worship of the Constitution has proceeded unabated and continues till this morning. So never was it intended that our Republican form of government would be set aside or mothballed, if I might, or disgraced by the bloody hands of the barbaric tribe of Bush and their Straussian neocon conspirators, or profaned by the filthy mouth of George the Lesser, temporary, as he is known to his fellow craft bonesmen. Capable of amendment? Certainly. Its drafters anticipated and made provision for adding to or removing from the Constitution under its Article 5. Not that it may be considered a quote-unquote living document, as some may claim, subject to revision for light and transient purpose or by personal interpretation, but that it may continue to serve as the foundation of our republican government. In a republic, wrote Aristotle in his Politics, the Constitution is the government. Very important distinction. A government not of men, but of laws. Our government is the Constitution. It lays out the very framework and the foundation upon which all of the administration of our several states and the federal union, like it or not, must be conducted. And so we can look to the Constitution, and we can look to the history, and we can look to the framers and the founders. We can look to the idea men that created this system of government. And before we start to cry for secession or breaking up the union, let's give this Constitution a chance and see if it works. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Turn. Once again, listeners, this is a live talk radio broadcast, and your calls are welcome at 1-800-313-9443. Pick up the phone, call in today, be part of it. Be a part of it, as they say in the Ron Paul Revolution. And before I go back to further discussion here on the things that I brought for today, I'll remind the listeners that we do have a website, www.freedomadvocates.org, where you can view, download, and purchase many useful tools that will be helpful as you become vocal local right where you are. And as we go into this process further today, you'll begin to understand just a little bit more about what is vocal local. Also, be sure and check out our other website, www.ozarksvoter.info. It was the website built for and by the far southwest chapter of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. If you're unfamiliar with the Property Rights Congress, that concept, originally, I believe, founded by Henry Lamb here in Missouri. The primary chair is Russell Wood. Here in the far southwest chapter, we have Art Wagner as chair. And in the Newberry County Ozark Property Rights Congress, Paul Bingham is chair. And so the Property Rights Congress has continued to spread throughout the Ozark region, and I encourage you to go to our website, ozarksvoter.info, and perhaps pick up some ideas as to how you can begin a property rights congress in your county today. There's still plenty of time to get started today. Also, you can go to the little website that we have. It's just a kind of a portal or a storage bin for a couple of things that I've written. It's called vocallocal.org. That's vocallocal.org. And on there, you'll see our become vocal local statements, a little bit of definitional and word meaning study, and also my plan B, which will give you a clear understanding of why it is necessary to focus our attention at this time on the two political parties that have their jackboot on our throats. So we'll continue now a little bit further. Ideas I write here are much like elbows. Almost everyone is born with more than one, and they are easily bent to suit the purposes at hand. The ideas of some of the best minds that have ever committed their words to paper can be found within my library. Brevity, it was said, is half of wit, though I can no longer recall by whom. But certainly, in his thrust for freedom, author and logician, Andrew J. Galambos, demonstrates both his wit and his wisdom. Galambos divines that most fundamental of all unalienable rights, property, as follows. Property is individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. And from that he expands from the definition of property to define freedom with these words. Freedom is the societal structure, the societal condition that exists when every individual has full, i.e., 100% control over his own property. I'll state that again. Freedom is the societal condition that exists when every individual has full control over his own property. And building from that definition of both property and freedom, he then defines capitalism. Capitalism is that societal structure whose mechanism is capable of protecting all forms of private property completely. Again, adding to the former, he defines liberal. True liberalism is capitalism. Capitalism is the key to survival. And growing from that base, he states that true democracy then is the free, unhampered market economy. Interesting twist. To which he then adds, profit is any increase in happiness acquired by moral means. And then he immediately ties it back to capitalism by stating that total capitalism demonstrates not only the morality of profit, but also the profit of morality. And what does he think about bureaucracy? A bureaucracy is any legal organization that controls the property of individuals without their consent. He doesn't stop there. He defines government. A government is any person or organization that sells products or services to protect property to which the owner of the property may voluntarily subscribe. And yet a state he defines as a state is a person or organization that claims to protect property by coercing the owner of the property to use and pay for its services, claiming legality as its due justification. So we've heard about the state project and other people on the air. We look at the Constitution. And then from all of the various and sundry writings and comparative analysis that we do here on Become Vocal Local, we can start to understand that there's a very long ways to go as the American Revolution continues to advance those philosophically radical notions of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At no time has man ever lived in total freedom. He is always subject to those needs which exceed his own power to satisfy. Nonetheless, with total freedom as the mark towards which we gaze as we contemplate our own future, an ever-increasing measure of freedom for all will be our certainty. The obverse of the thrust for freedom, obviously, is the thrust for power and total control of the many by the chosen few. The dominionist worldview seeks to subsume us as a serving class. Keep that thought in mind. Take a break, and we'll be back on the other side here on Become Vocal Local.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
And we are back one more time. Now, as we're going into the break, I just started another little small paragraph here talking about the obverse of the thrust for freedom. The reverse, the opposite, the other side, another way of looking at it. And this other way of looking at it is the dominionist worldview that seeks to subsume, that's to bury under, a serving class under that of a single global ruling elite, restricted in number, but wielding unlimited power, fulfilling the age-long quest, man as God, or as gods. So the adversary, though possessed of awesome resources and positions of power and authority worldwide, is neither omnipotent nor omnipresent. Recent and emerging technology is now closing even that gap in their power infrastructure. Have you ever heard of the GIS, GPS, global governance system? You understand what the RFID chip is all about. We understand what the Real ID is for, and NAIS, so the chipping and tracking of all of our animals. And Agenda 21 is it seeks to count and number and inventory every grain of rice and every blade of grass and every animal and beast of the field and every man and child and woman on the planet Earth. The United Nations Agenda 21, we speak about that often here. But solutions, I say then, do exist. And as our minds turn from a fascination with symptoms and victims to focus firmly upon new and more powerful ideas, solutions to this super social disease will be revealed. Opportunities for renewal abound at local and state levels. that may translate into federal and global victories as well. So far, implementation of the globalist agenda is sought through voluntary compliance. You just simply say, okay, or worse, you say nothing, and your silence implies consent. So consensus then is the heart of pluralism, and pluralism is the political instrument of globalism. And so then we go further and think of it along this line. We've heard the words of Andrew Galambos here. Here are some that I've written. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. This is not meant to give place to the globalists' earlier maxim, think global, act local. Far from it. To become vocal local is the antithesis of and even the very nemesis of globalism. Countering the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to effect implementation through public buy-in, vocal local exposes the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. Exposing globalist localism propaganda, vocal local reveals the true nature of public-private partnership as aught but a naked move toward corporate fascism. Wherever it is attempted, vocal local refuses to accept international, federal, or state grants in aid, realizing that whenever a people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. A truly informed, bold, vocal local people understand that it is far easier task to block globalism by whatever name it be hidden, as it seeks to gain a foothold locally, than it is to excise it once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host, metastasizing thence within the very body politic. We simply say no and become vocal local. Now, on this broadcast, we talk about the local precinct group as being the fundamental building block of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Why? Because it is that very first step in our system of representation. Your county committee man or your county committee woman, sometimes they're known as precinct captains. Under the Ron Paul Precinct Leader Program, they're advancing rapidly with thousands of local precinct leaders working in precincts all over the nation. And as we continue to build vocal local, become vocal local groups in all of the counties across this nation, we can become an umbrella group for all of the action steps taken at the local voting precinct level. Why do we concern ourselves at that vocal local precinct level? Why do we do that? It is because the county committee man and the county committee woman in the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party, the two primary established political parties in this nation, that two-party system, it is those county committee men and it is those county committee women that then make up the county committees for the parties. And it is from those county committees then that appointments and selections are made and candidates are brought forward for all of the local offices that are elected in your area, your sheriffs, your county commissioners, your health department, your hospital districts, your water districts, all of the boards and councils, the Soviets, they're fleshed out from these county committees. And so we focus at that level and we build strong vocal local precinct groups in every precinct. Why? Because we have to educate and train new leaders. They may not understand the ideas that have been presented by Galambos. They might not understand the information that they've heard here before. They might not understand or have ever heard any of the broadcasting on Republic Broadcasting. They may not have ever heard any independent media in their lives. They've been raised up and groomed and schooled by educators who are so deeply infused with this globalist mentality that they teach lies as if they were truth. And by pastors and preachers who have bought into the 501c3 corporate church concept such that they no longer even bring out the gospel, that they just teach more lies and build good little global citizens in the new FEMA world order. Are you with me? And so we can then have an impact right where we are. And as the price of everything, gas, diesel, food, housing, insurance, everything escalates as the dollar collapses, we need to concentrate our efforts closer to home, where we can walk or bicycle in this new globalist system to get to these meetings if necessary. Or certainly you don't have to burn up tanks and tanks of fuel or run through government roadblocks and checkpoints between here and there. We work close in. We form local voting precinct groups. We get to know our neighbors, perhaps for the first time. And if you can't stand your neighbor, go to their neighbor. Maybe they'll be more appetizing. Maybe they'll be more palatable. But we need to understand that if we've built great bridges and walls between ourselves and our neighbors, then we need to start working to bring those walls down and start coming together again. Because when the proverbial fecal matter hits the fan, folks, you're not going to want to be alone at this time. Go back and study our history. We do that here on this broadcast. Go back and look at how people were able to endure in the other great depressions and recessions. Go back and look at the other times of tumult and revolution, and the French Revolution, when the blood ran up as high as a horse's bridle in the streets of Paris, and people were losing their heads on a daily basis at the guillotine. We don't want to be alone at this time. Start to form your groups. It's time for once to turn off that television set and come out of the house and get to know your neighbors and start to talk politically, because it is through these political solutions that we then can begin to change not only the composition, but the causes and the political effects of your county committee and in your own town council and on your water board and at your school board. We can begin to re-examine the curriculum that is being inculcated and propagated and fed to your children on a day-by-day basis. You give up your beautiful young child as a kindergarten, and you get back something that you don't even recognize by the end of the day. And by the end of their high school, it's mothers against fathers and fathers against brothers and brothers against sisters, and we're all divided in this new global plantation. So we think about it from the standpoint of the precinct committee. We think about things from the standpoint of the counties. And we also realize that not just county government, but that there are many, many districts and parts and pieces to the political puzzle in our states. And so we take time to look at the various and different districts. If you have a chance, you could go to your Secretary of State's office and see whether or not they have published an annual yearbook. They certainly do here in Missouri. And in the book, they have maps that you can look at so that you can see where the Senate district boundaries are and the legislative district boundaries are, the judicial district boundaries, the transportation district boundaries, and district and district and district and district. You know, the Bible teaches, and this is not a ministry. I just have read the Bible, so I understand some of it. But the Bible teaches that a house divided will not stand, I think, or shall surely fall. And a kingdom divided against itself shall surely fall. Something along that line, rough paraphrase there. But nevertheless, the idea of the political parties dividing us and separating us was the beginning of sorrow. It was an unfortunate outgrowth of Thomas Jefferson and his dispute with Alexander Hamilton, the foreign-born Scotsman, the loyalist Tory that wanted to have a strong central bank and a strong central government. And we've read in the past, and we'll read again, some of his sentiments about we the people. It wasn't very, very nice, a very elitist attitude. Nevertheless, it repulsed or repelled Thomas Jefferson, and Jefferson started his first Republican and then his Democratic Republican Party. And from that point forward, we started to move into this concept of political parties. And today, they're enshrined in the statutes. They're created by a two-party system, for a two-party system, for the perpetuation of a two-party system. And there's no room in that system for outsiders. It's a perfect flea comb that keeps us pesky little fleas out of their system. But at the county committee level, folks, at your local voting precinct, wise as serpents and harmless as doves, we can pierce that veil. We can drive our wedges in and just tip, 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 one hammer at a time, one blow at a time, one precinct at a time. We can begin to chip away at that monolith known as the two-party system. You know, it's not the president. It's not your senators. Those are the stooges. Those are the front men. These are the guys that are in the recipient chair. They get exchanged for their betrayal. They get monetary and sexual and physical gratifications that other men wouldn't be able to get. But it's the parties, folks. It's the parties that put them in there. It's the parties that support them and back them up. It's the parties in tandem with the media that protect them and advance them. And so we need to look at this two-party political system with a jaundiced eye and with intelligence and with wit and find ways to take it apart. If we can take these two parties, in, take them under our wings, put them under our control, then possibly, perhaps, we can go back to the Thomas Jefferson concept of the Democratic Republican Party. After all, we have Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. Why not bring them together under a common head? And then, through a process that I call Operation Clean Sweep, we can begin with the executive orders and the other draconian stuff, start eliminating these monstrous executive and administrative agencies and corporations, the CIA and the Department of Homeland Security, the State Department, and start going through the whole process and go through our code of federal regulations and the, all of the statutes and the laws and et cetera, and start sweeping this house out and sweep it all the way out from the attic right down to the bottom. And then we can get rid of these parties and go back under the Constitution. You know, the Constitution, when it was written, and in the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, there was no consideration of formal political parties. In those days, they spoke of parties and factions as a bunch of group, a big bunch of people on one side of an issue and a big bunch of people on another side of an issue in a deliberative assembly, arguing and debating with their oratory and their rhetoric and shaking their canes and swirling their swords, moving around in, you know, fancy swirls like doing a minuet or something. But at the end of the day, a motion was made, a vote was taken, and the issue was settled. That's not political parties, folks. It's parties and factions arrayed on the other sides, opposite sides of an important issue. That kind of debate is healthy. Political parties are unhealthy. A man begins to vote not for his conscience and not for his constituents, but he votes the party line. He advances the party platform. He stands on the party's bylaws. He stands on their standing rules. He's no longer himself. He's a marionette with a hook in his jaw and strings on his fingers. And the party acts as the ventriloquist, pumping his fingers and running his jaw and giving him the words to put into his tongue. And the parties are supported by great wealth. The captains of finance and industries underwrite the parties, and we get the government that they buy, and it needn't be that way. So here on Become Vocal Local, we look into what is the nature of representation. Is true representation possible? Were our founders wise when they established a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government? I think so. And if we understand how the system was designed to work and then allow it to work, you know, it never had the chance. Shortly after the argument between Burr between Hamilton and Jefferson, a whole new system started to emerge. And we never really had the opportunity, much more than 20, 30 years, to run under the Constitution. I think it's time we give it a test drive. Why don't we try it and see if it works without the parties, without the controlled media? You know, the media hold their permits, the media hold their licenses at the good pleasure of Congress. As long as there doesn't remain any kind of political will for change in Congress, these people will continue to run free, like a horse without a bridle, all over the field, taking this nation wherever they want it to go, instead of where we need it to go. They're looking at a future, all right. But it's not a future that you're going to have to wear shades. This is not going to be bright, folks. It's going to be exceedingly grim. Have you ever studied the structure, the organizational structure of the United Nations? All of its organs and bodies? Are you aware that there are thousands of meetings happening today all over the world with decisions and treaties and compacts being made? You have no voice there. We have no representation. Is this a system that we can allow to continue? You know, it's up to us. Governments are instituted among men. It's by our consent. We either do something you know, like they say, you either use it or you lose it. And if we don't take our action steps now, rapidly, the door of opportunity will close as those in power develop more omnipotent and omnipresent technological advances so that they can supervise and micromanage the entire planet with impunity from afar, from their citadels, their ivory tower, from which none of us can even penetrate the Blackwater veils arrayed around and around and around them like so many curtains, impenetrable walls, and the feudal system continues. We'll be back right after this brief intermission on Become Vocal Local. Stay with us.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Right here on the last and brief segment of this broadcast, and I thank you for listening so far. Your calls, of course, are always welcome at 1-800-313-9443 daily. Unless we're having a guest or something, or I ask you to hold your calls, you are always welcome to call in on this broadcast. Now, if we go back to this state manual, in Missouri it's called the Blue Book, and look at some of these various and sundry districts, you'll start to understand why it's necessary to begin at the precinct level and work at the system precinct by precinct, county by county. Because when you consider, when you stop to consider that I believe there are 163 Missouri House districts, that's our House of Representatives, and that in Missouri we have, it looks like somewhere in the neighborhood of 33, wouldn't that be a surprise, 33 Senate districts. We have, nine, I believe, United States House districts, and it looks like we've got 10 Missouri Highway and Transportation districts. We have a county, a circuit court district map here, and I don't see the highest number quickly on that one. But there are many, many, 40, 39, 40. There are 41. Here's 41. 45. There's even more. There's 45. 45 circuit court districts in the state of Missouri. And so as we get to understand how many of these, how many districts of each of these different varieties and how many regions and waste boards and water boards and school boards there actually are, you'll start to get the idea, as I did when I started this study years ago, that doing this by ourselves, the individual approach, doesn't work, cannot work, will not work. I understand that throughout the what we might call the Christian Patriot movement, there's been considerable desire upon many to rescind their citizenship and come out from the beast system and become free men on the land. Well, fine and good. But if we're going to get out from underneath this corrupt two-party political system, we will need members among us, people among us, who are citizens from the standpoint of having voters' registration cards and are willing to vote. You see, they're individual solutions, this idea of rescinding this and rescinding that. These are individual solutions to global problems. As I say, if we just simply concentrate on the disease, correctly diagnose and isolate the disease, and then proceed towards curing the disease, then all of the symptoms go away. When I was growing up, when I was a young man back in the early 60s and 70s, I had no, felt like there was no problem getting a voter card. I wanted to get a voter's registration card as soon as I could because I wanted to take part in the political process. I didn't have any problem getting a driver license. I wanted a driver license so that I could drive. I didn't know that I was entering into all these fraudulent contracts with all of these hidden meanings and misdealings that are laying in the background. Nor should any of us have to be subjected to that kind of tyranny. If we can't run our government in an open and honest and an upfront way with full disclosure and complete consent, then it's no government worth operating at all. It's just a house of cards, and it needs to come down. And much of what we have for government today is built on a pack of lies. And it needs to be redone. It needs to be revamped. And those people that are holding the reins of power today need to either spend some time in prison or hanging on the rope. Well, I thank you very much for listening today. My name is William Roberts. And until the next time, have a great day and a good afternoon.
Gold has been.